This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks sharply lower to start the week as the Dow has been down over 600 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both trading more than 1.5% lower, tech shares leading the declines. Senators are gearing up for a fight over filling the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. President Trump says this morning he'll announce a nominee on Friday or Saturday, and Senate Republicans say a vote on that nominee will come before the election. But Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden says a vote should not come until after Election Day. And
if I win this election, President Trump's nominee should be withdrawn.
Biden says he'll speak with Democrats and Republicans about his pick, though unlike Trump, Biden has not yet released his list of possible nominees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The U.S. Department of Justice now classifying three U.S. cities as jurisdictions of violence and property destruction. In a news release out today, the DOJ says the local leadership in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington permit persistent violence and destruction of property. It says those three cities' leadership have refused to undertake reasonable measures to counteract criminal activities. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now passed the 200,000 mark. The White House coronavirus testing coordinator says, though, science and data continue to drive the push to get a vaccine.
We have to wait till the trials demonstrate that a vaccine is safe and effective. There are all kinds of safeguards to make sure that this is an independent, scientifically based decision.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Admiral Brett Gawar also stressed the importance of continued testing, especially the testing of young people. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Water rescue teams along the Gulf Coast on standby as Tropical Storm Beta is threatening to bring heavy rains to Texas. It's about 110 miles south of Galveston, expected to make landfall later today between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and partnering with the Taliban has made the U.S. less safe, according to one of President Trump's former national security advisors. Retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster also telling 60 Minutes last night, Russia can't defeat the U.S. militarily, but could still do serious damage to America.
What Putin wants to do is he wants to drag all of us down, right? He wants to polarize us, pit us against each other, reduce our confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes.
McMaster has a new book out titled Battlegrounds. A Netflix star charged with producing child pornography will have a hearing in federal court shortly. Prosecutors say Jerry Harris of Cheer fame is a danger to the community and should be kept behind bars. Harris allegedly told federal agents he did solicit explicit messages from minors and paid a minor for nude photos. and a feared shutdown of TikTok in the U.S. was avoided. President Trump saying over the weekend he's agreed in concept with a new deal that will keep TikTok operating in the U.S. As part of the deal, Oracle and Walmart would form a new entity called TikTok Global. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have a real treat for you. We have none other than Diamond and Silk. We're going to be talking about their new book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? Diamond and Silk, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
And thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely blessed, and blessed to be talking to you about your new book. Now, you write, I appreciate what you wrote about in the kind of the pre-intro of the book, which is a little bit of the story and how you got here. Diamond, why don't you break that down for our audience, if you would?
Well, listen, I was watching it on TV, the candidate, Donald Trump, announcing he's running for president. I thought what I was doing. I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. Now, I know it's part of your TV. I said, cut on your TV. I said, Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I thought what I was doing. I cut on the TV. I didn't turn it on, but I cut it on.
She called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think anything of it, but we noticed how the left-wing media started throwing him under the bus, calling him out of his name. We didn't like it. We spoke out about it. We just didn't know all of these people were going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Well, Silk, what was it about Donald Trump that spoke, you know, that spoke to your spirit in a way? I mean, because after hearing Donald Trump, you go, wait a minute, this guy's the guy for a
That's
time
right.
such as this, right?
Well, see, with everything that we saw going on in our country, especially under a black president, Barack Hussein Obama, we were like, wait a minute, how is it that people are losing their jobs and how is it that nobody have any money to pay for anything, and just the destruction and everything that we saw was going on? It seemed like no one had answers for that. But then whenever at the time Donald Trump, when he started talking about this and speaking about it, and he was like, you know, we're going to secure the borders, we're going to bring back jobs. I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about the solutions needed that need to be implemented in our country, in our communities, especially within the black community. And when I saw him talking like that, not in fear of going toe-to-toe against the status quo and just calling out the obvious. It seemed like the other political people, they were scared to just really talk about this thing and say exactly what was going on. But Donald Trump, he just called it straight out, you know, what's going on at the borders and how they're bringing in illegal aliens is crossing the borders and so forth. And then with our jobs going overseas and how he's going to bring it back and how our country has been ripped off and how they won't be able to rip us off anymore. And I said, you know what? This is who we need right here. We don't need any more career politicians telling us a bill of lies and promising us and giving us empty goods. We need somebody that's not afraid to just call a thing, and we need somebody that don't just speak about it, but he be about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Diamond, you know, for you as a black woman, and as Silke just mentioned, I mean, we came off of 8 years, first black president, black American president, and maybe some of us, me included, thought that maybe there would be a healing of the racial divide in our country. Maybe once and for all, we might be able to get on the other side of this and truly live out the aspirational vision of Martin Luther King Jr. that is no longer about the color of our skin, but the content of our character.
Right, I agree. But if you notice up under the Obama administration, we saw us become more divided. Mm-hmm. There was no getting together. It was people were burning down their community. There was always something, somebody everybody bickering about race. Obama did not do anything for the black community. He ran on hope and change.
Mm-hmm.
We was hoping things were going to change, and he made out with a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at all of that, you said, you know what? We didn't want another career politician. Obama was a career politician who really was doing what Hollywood wanted him to do, not what the average American people wanted him to do. That's why we got Trump. President Trump, he's not a career politician. He's a businessman, and we really truly believe he have the master plan to make America great again. If you look at everything that he's done, unemployment at an all-time low, home ownership all-time high, mm-hmm. what he's done with HBCUs, giving more money to that mm-hmm. than any president in history, second chance of the First Step Act, opportunity zones. So he's done a lot for black America, all America.
That's right.
So I'm so happy that we voted for a businessman instead of a career politician. So and let me tell you something. The civil unrest that we are experiencing in our country now, you have to remember that's organized and planned by the left.
That's right.
They want this foolishness to keep going. Because when President Trump became the president, I really thought that we were starting to understand each other.
And, you know, we write about all of that in the book Uprising. And you can get the book at diamondandsilkbook.com. We write about all of that, our experience with that when it comes down to NAFTA, when we worked in manufacturing, how we saw the jobs go overseas, how we saw illegal aliens come in and take our jobs. We write about everything in the book.
Well, it seems that so much of what President Trump, as you said, Silk and Diamond, and agreed as well, is that was just common sense. I mean, he spoke to the hearts of, as he said in his inauguration speech, the forgotten man and woman. I mean, we all got left in the dust and we're wondering what is going on with our country. But here we are today where we have such a dramatic and clear choice between a group of socialists and anarchists that want to do everything they can to destroy the American dream and the U.S. Constitution, and not to mention, let's not forget, the one who you dedicated Uprising to is God himself.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Look at what's happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
The anarchy, the wanting to defund the police, the burning of the Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the left saying anything about that? Why?
Yeah.
Why isn't they saying, because they are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Do you want to be living in anarchy? Do you want to be living in chaos and confusion?
That's right.
If not, you better vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And the reason why is he's trying to put a stop to this while you have the left vilifying him for trying to stop criminality,
which
is crazy.
That's right. And look at how they're removing God from the anthem. Just look at what you see going on the left. If you are a Christian on the sound of my voice, if you believe in God, if you believe in life, there's no way on this God's green earth that you will be voting for a Democrat, because they believe in killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in abortion. They don't believe in you giving life and having life. They believe in you taking life.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, you all better wake up and smell the coffee. People have been preaching in their church talking about thou shall not kill, but you're going to be voting for someone that do not have a problem with you killing your baby?
Right.
Better think about that.
Right.
Yeah, killing your baby or selling baby parts.
Uh-huh.
And then you end up the person who reveals it and brings it to the light, David Dalyden. He's the only one that goes to jail. Planned Parenthood, nobody went to jail on this. And, of course, let me think. Oh, Kamala Harris was overseeing that, right?
Okay. And when I look at her and Jim Crow Joe, I call them Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
One wrote the crime bill and the other one enforced it. This is what we have going on in our country.
Mm-hmm.
These people have done nothing for this country. They've been in office, Joe, 47 years, Kamala, with everything she's been in government, with everything she's done from prosecutor up until now, 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively together, that's almost 70-some years. What have they done for the betterment of America?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. Why do you think that they were trying to convince America during the four nights of the DNC convention?
Mm-hmm.
They have no solutions. They don't even have a track record that has helped America.
And here's the sad thing. They use actors and actresses to do it.
That's right.
Right. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Quick break. We'll be back with more from Diamond and Silk after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us is Diamond and Silk, their brand new book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You know, I loved that you brought in into the story that both of you, you're 45 years old, we got the 45th president, and I don't know about you, but being a man of faith, and I consider myself a theologian, and I look at numbers, not as a numerologist per se, but I know numbers are important to God. And God tells me that 45 is a significant number. Do you know what 45 stands for?
No, I don't.
Loyalty.
Oh, well, we are loyal.
You are loyal. I know you are. I can tell.
We are very loyal. And we are
President Trump's loyal supporter.
The most loyal. I've seen people come around. I've seen people jump on the Trump train. And you know, we're not sure. We've been here from day one. You can say we invented the train. So 45, and that stands for loyal. T, that's Diamond and
that's
Silk.
That's Diamond and Silk, and that's divine order.
That is appropriate. What are you making of the contrast? You mentioned a little bit about the DNC, four nights that they did the best they could. I mean, it was really, you know, it was like you just, you know, in a way I can appreciate with people that enjoy NASCAR because they go and they watch and they're there waiting for an accident to happen. And there in watching the DNC, sadly, it was just like, this is not happening. And then you have the contrast of the Republican convention, and it's blowing them right out of the water.
Well, let me tell you something. It was DNC was a hot mess, and it felt more like a funeral. And Jim Crow Joe Biden should have just came out and just said Jesus wept and went on back in the basement, because he really didn't give a good speech. He didn't bring the country together. He have us running from him. I mean, they brought out Hollywood. The reason why they brought out Hollywood to try to convince you, they brought out Barack and Michelle Obama. They were like an uncle and an aunt trying to convince you to go against your morals and your standards by voting for someone that hasn't done anything for America, that pushed the crime bill, that had black men locked up, that called black men predators on the Senate floor, used the N-word several times on that Senate floor, was hand-in-hand with a former KKK member, and reached across the aisle with segregationists, and he didn't have to reach far because it was right there in the Democrat Party.
That's
but
right.
You had them trying to convince us. You know what I love about the RNC and the President of the United States? They don't have to convince anybody. You know why? Because President Trump has a track record. All they have to do is tout. This is what he has done.
Yep.
This is what he has done in my life. I was this, and this is what has happened.
Exactly.
That's what we've got on our side. So you got somebody now with a record, a proven record. Promises made, promises kept.
That's right.
You know, I often say if you want to see what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. And to your point, you know, promises made, promises kept, time and again. But yet when you have 95% of that which is being propagandized by this mainstream media, it's no wonder, you know, people are confused and wondering what's going on and how, you know, the president is handled. They want to say mishandled COVID-19. I think that all things considered, he's done a wonderful job, you know, in fighting this pandemic and keeping us informed. But we need to understand, even with you know, the scientists of the Fauci's and Burks and others who are all, you know, trying to find a solution here. I mean, who did Joe Biden say he was going to go to? But the very same people that Donald Trump has already enlisted.
Is already doing. That's right. And look at how the left is weaponizing this virus, using it and using American people as a pawn in order to push this particular agenda just to gain power.
And why is the left blaming President Trump for mishandling? Why don't we blame China for having it, for letting this spread?
That's right.
Why don't we blame the WHO, who Bill Gates is in the tank with, giving them money, and who Biden said, hey, when I become president, we gonna fund the WHO, the same WHO that said that threatened the president of the United States with more body bags.
Mm-hmm.
Why we are not blaming and the WHO, who's supposed to protect America, what did they do? They concealed a lot of things from America with having to do with China. Why isn't anybody saying anything about that?
Right.
I think that the president has done phenomenally well with making sure that the American people are protected when it comes to this pandemic. I think he's done a phenomenal job.
Exactly, and that's why he cut funding to the WHO, because they've done us no favors. And not to mention, I mean, well, what do you make of Facebook using WHO as the standard? If anybody says anything against the WHO, your Facebook account is canceled.
Well, then that lets me know. Is Facebook in the bed with them, too?
That's right.
I mean, it's like you have to start, instead of looking at, you have to start looking into what the heck going on here.
Yes.
That's what you have to start doing. What's going on here? Why is it that you have the social medias? Everybody is like in cahoots.
That's
with
right.
What's going on with this here? I'm really, in my humble opinion, listen, a lot of the cases were being inflated.
Yep.
That is a fact.
Yep.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things surrounding this pandemic was a scam, in my opinion.
A scam.
People need to know that. And it's the truth. The virus is real.
Yep.
COVID-19 is real. But the stuff that was surrounded by the inflating of the numbers, how they were doing the testing, how is it some people are going in to be tested, and then they test positive, and then they can test 5 minutes later, it comes out negative. Or swabs are being sent in that hadn't even been swabbed up the nose, and they come back positive.
Or somebody gets killed in a motorcycle accident, and they count it as COVID.
As COVID.
Exactly.
I mean, okay?
Yeah.
So you see, I look at this as crimes against humanity is what I look at.
That's right.
So this is crazy.
Well, even worse yet is the impingement on our liberties. I mean, here we are. We're locked down. We're wearing masks. You know, the people, you know, never, I don't know, ever in the history of humanity have we locked down healthy people.
No, listen, back in 2018, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. I don't don't remember wearing masks.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember them locking the country down.
Mm-mm.
You see,
right.
But now they want to lock the country down for something with a 98% recovery rate.
That's
that
right.
Have therapeutic medicines to treat it. Why are they trying to hide the therapeutic medicines? What's wrong with the FDA?
That's right.
You know, why are they trying to, why are they giving Bill Gates such a big voice about vaccines, but they won't give the doctors with PhDs a voice to let them know, hey, this is the treatment that I've used.
That's
it
right.
Helps.
And when did the virus go to school to learn how to count 6 feet?
That's right.
Now, you all may be wearing masks, but for Silk, I thank God for my mask, which is my face,
that's
my
right.
nose,
Amen.
My nostrils, my mouth, and my eyes.
And if God wanted us to wear a mask, why did he create his nostrils?
That's right.
I mean, I'm looking at all of this here. These are common sense. Listen, I'm not trying to throw any daggers. These are common sense.
And to each his own. To each
right.
his own who chooses to wear.
If you want to wear a mask, we say wear one. We don't like people making it mandatory
yes.
for someone to do something. That's
a muzzle. It's a muzzle, and it's turning our country into a communist country just like China.
Right.
Well, we're being controlled here. Well, the
there
thing is, didn't you learn in science? I did when I was a little kid in science, is that we breathe in oxygen, which is a gift from the plants, right?
That's
and
right.
we exhale carbon dioxide. Why do we want carbon dioxide staying close to our face with a mask covering?
That's right. You're rebreathing carbon dioxide. You're rebreathing in your breath. And God forbid if your breath stinks. You're rebreathing in
yes,
your breath. And it's deteriorating people's gums. It's to make you even sicker, and it could cause more respiratory issues. But see, what I don't understand, if you got all of these scientists and scientists that's been scientists for over 30 years, even I know that, and I'm not a scientist.
Right.
Right. Because common sense still reigns amongst the people that want to still hold on to common sense, Diamond
that's
and Silk, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
And, you know, and this is so much about why I believe your voice is so important, is that you're reminding people of common sense. It's okay to be reasonable, right?
It's okay to be reasonable, think with your own mind, but it's not okay to allow people that's in these governmental entities, I call them the deep states, who are pushing, I think, crimes against humanity to shut us up and shut us down and make us think that we can't say anything. Listen, they came out and they said black people was disproportionately affected by this. The antenna went up. The hairs on our necks stood up. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Because we're black women at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How does this disproportionately affect us? And then once Diamond and Silk, we start talking about it, now you want to say, oh, we're spreading misinformation. Oh, it's conspiracy theory. But now, when we told you that the numbers was being inflated, that was back in March, is that conspiracy theory now a theory? Because now it's a fact. It is true.
We got to leave it right there, ladies. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome. The book available, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? Available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You are such a blessing. I so appreciate you, too. All the best. God blessing to you. Okay?
Be supportive.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear that?
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks sharply lower to start the week as the Dow has been down over 600 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both trading more than 1.5% lower. Tech shares leading the declines. Senators are gearing up for a fight over filling the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. President Trump says this morning he'll announce a nominee on Friday or Saturday. And Senate Republicans say a vote on that nominee will come before the election. But Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden says a vote should not come until after Election Day. And
if I win this election, President Trump's nominee should be withdrawn.
Biden says he'll speak with Democrats and Republicans about his pick, though unlike Trump, Biden has not yet released his list of possible nominees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Rubin joins us now. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Michael, good to be connecting with you once again. It's been too long. I trust the family and everybody's doing well, right?
Absolutely, Bill, and I hope with you and yours as well.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we are. We're very blessed, even in the midst of all this insanity that's taking place. But there's some bright spots. What has happened with this Middle East peace agreement that Donald Trump has been able to effect here? As you write, this is a realignment that's going to reverberate throughout South Asia.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's not just in the Middle East that this is becoming something. Look, I mean, it's been a quarter century since the last peace agreement, and now we have two Arab states normalizing with Israel within a matter of weeks, and many more that are suspected to be on the way. So certainly this is a huge deal, but what I was pointing out in that article to which you refer from the National Interest is that this is having an impact not only on the Middle East, but on South Asia as well. India, for example, has decided to put the stigma aside, to put the so-called Palestinian veto aside, and truly advance their relationship with Israel. At the same time, Pakistan is going the other way, and it looks like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, its traditional banker, its traditional partner, may be heading for a break because Pakistan simply wants nothing to do with normalization and appears to be therefore drifting away from Saudi Arabia as Saudi Arabia becomes a force for moderation and heading instead into the embrace of countries like Turkey and Iran.
Does that surprise you with Pakistan's move a bit, Michael?
Well, it's a little bit disappointing, certainly, and it shows that Pakistan is putting ideology above the pragmatism of advancing its people, its economy, and its people's national interests. One of the ironies of Pakistan, of course, is that Pakistan, even though it has no Jews living in Pakistan, is one of the most anti-Semitic countries in the world. And to be fair, this is because of decades of Saudi-funded, Saudi-sponsored incitement. But now that Saudi Arabia has finally turned that corner, Pakistan is unfortunately deciding it wants to be left behind. And whenever any country, and we see this now with Turkey, we also see this with Pakistan, whenever any country puts ideology above economic pragmatism, the result isn't a country that thrives and it's not peace. It's actually foreshadowing a failed state.
What does this do for Russia? I got to imagine they're frustrated because they were looking to really establish a bigger footprint in the Middle East. And potentially what could happen here, and I believe this to be the case, the president said there's probably another 5-7 countries ready to sign on for the sake of peace. Maybe the Middle East might just be ready to give peace a chance after all these years.
Well, you're absolutely right. But when it comes to Russia, it's actually a little bit more nuanced. Remember that people of Russian background make up a huge plurality inside of Israel itself. That's a legacy of the mass immigration which occurred, immigration from Russia, immigration into Israel at the fall of the Iron Curtain. At the same time, Russia may hope that it can snatch defeat, it can snatch victories from the jaws of defeat, because the Biden administration signals that not only are they poo-pooing this peace deal, they are going overboard to criticize countries like the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and so forth. And the problem here is we're not alone in the sandbox. Mm. Look, you can care very sincerely for human rights, and by no means is the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia a democracy. A reformed absolute monarchy isn't a democracy. It's a reformed absolute monarchy. Mm. At any rate, if we throw the baby out with the bathwater, if we decide we want to turn our backs on these Gulf Arab kingdoms, that's not going to improve our leverage with human rights. It's only going to force them into the willing embrace of China and Russia. And I think Vladimir Putin is just sitting, waiting, and hoping that that Joe Biden does his work for him.
Right. And hence, I tell you, this is a most... to say interesting election season that we're in right now is one of the biggest understatements. Do you see this as most critical, this 2020 election?
I do. Look, it's become common for at every national election, people say this is the most important election ever. In this case, I think it is actually. Frankly, both of the candidates have massive flaws and yet represent very different things. And what I worry about when it comes to Joe Biden isn't necessarily Joe Biden. Joe Biden is more of a figurehead. He's never been ideologically consistent. But as he declines and as he surrounds himself with a growing progressive camp in the Democratic Party, I really do fear what this will do to our institutions, institutions which have withstood any onslaught by Donald Trump. I worry about stacking the Supreme Court. I worry about a full-throated embrace of socialism. I worry about this idea that critical race theory is actually a fact rather than simply a theory, because as I see it, when we start categorizing people by their ethnicity, when we say they have no individual free will, when we stop prioritizing individual liberty and accountability for one's individual choices, we go down a very slippery slope indeed.
Well, you mentioned critical race theory and your experience there within the federal government as a former Pentagon official. Donald Trump made it clear that critical race theory needed to be extracted, from all levels of government. It had already taken root and there was training that was going to be taking place. Go ahead.
Bill, in my work for the U.S. Navy, I spend more time training on this sort of nonsense with inane multi-hour PowerPoints than I actually do doing things which substantively benefit our men under arms.
Wow, that's incredible, Michael, to hear you say this. For you, I mean, this has got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard, and just screeching out when you find yourself having to teach things like this.
And the emails I get from military institutions, I'm affiliated with one, that seems to be their entire focus. And if they're not focused on actually ensuring that everyone completes this training, which goes in through one ear, out through the other, I mean, it's a charade because no one believes it, although it's a multi-billion dollar industry at this point, then they're preparing for inspector general processes to ensure that everyone is upholding all this. It's become an absolute scandal, although one which has gradually grown over the past decade. It's not just on Trump's watch. It was on Obama's watch. And to some extent, it started under Bush as well.
Yeah, so this has been going on, and you've been teaching this for quite a while, if I'm hearing you correctly.
No, I haven't been teaching this. I've been teaching for the military.
Right.
But as someone who has that affiliation, I have to subject myself to this training. I have to receive it.
Oh, you yourself have to receive it. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I don't teach this nonsense.
Oh, okay. Well, so...
I would quit before I would teach this nonsense. I don't teach things I don't believe in.
Right. So since Trump put out the order, have you heard of any reverberation? Has there been any canceling of this? So they're
absolutely not. I mean, and this is one of the problems in that, and it's not just a problem with the Trump administration, but it's all well and good for the president to lay out a directive, but the job of the National Security Council, the job of the cabinet, the job of the permanent bureaucracy is to implement decisions which are made, even in more administratively traditional administrations like the George W. Bush administration or the Obama administration. The president was hard-pressed to ensure that this sort of thing would be done. I mean, remember, for example, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, George W. Bush's democracy drive,
yes.
His democratization. Mm-hmm. You had a full-fledged resistance civil war from within the administration, and Condoleezza Rice and Stephen Hadley, his two national security advisors, did nothing to overcome that. That's with Condoleezza Rice and Steve Hadley. I mean, when you look at how Trump has revolving door of officials, when you look at the open insurrection which occurs, we've seen it exposed in the Department of Justice. It certainly exists in the State Department and elsewhere. I mean, we can certainly see that simply Donald Trump, like a businessman, like a CEO.
Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thailand is receiving the gospel through an avenue only God could ordain. A blind elderly Buddhist monk who broadcasts the Life Answers radio program in his temple 2.5 hours daily. When he first heard about Jesus, there was no church nearby to explain the gospel, and the seed fell on rocky soil. Recently, gospel workers made contact, explained Jesus, and gave the monk a Bible and devotional literature, which his family reads aloud daily. 2 months later, the relationship continues and may lead this monk and family to accept Jesus. Once again, we see that when we are faithful in declaring the gospel, God can use our efforts in ways beyond our imagination to deliver the life-saving gospel message.
To read more unique stories of God at work through the Tide Ministry radio programs in Thailand and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, It's called E2 Technology. It's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, listen to that operative pronoun, we, similar to we the people, right? If we the people do not take a stand against the insanity, I mean, we're being overrun here, ladies and gentlemen, by a very few number of people. And when you look at, historically, the demise of empires, it is, all it takes is a few people. It just takes a few enthusiastic, emotional individuals to overrun 90%+ of people that want to live peacefully, that want what we have here in America, the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, is Constitution Day, that says that it's about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And how's that working for you right now as we're being attacked in all measure of ways? It is absolutely insane. We were told from the previous administration that we were going to undergo a fundamental transformation of America. And if you thought just because he was out of office that that was going to stop, let me tell you, it is coming in all form and fashion, whether it is in our government with this critical race theory training, the 1619 Project, our kids being indoctrinated in grade school, second graders, as we reported earlier. And we're talking with Dr. Michael Rubin, American Enterprise Institute resident scholar, former Pentagon official. Michael, you said that this has impacted your kids as well.
Oh, yeah. My kids are in the Montgomery County, Maryland public school system, and it's the seventh largest school system in the nation, and the school system has gone all in on this. Last year, I had to intercede with the administration, the school administration of my kids' elementary school, because I wouldn't have the kids sign an anti-bullying pledge. Look, I'm completely against bullying, but what they wanted them to sign is an affirmation that all opinions are equally valid and that they can't be criticized. And I basically told the principal, 1+1 doesn't equal 3. Mm-hmm. It is possible to criticize other opinions respectfully, and to teach kids that debate is somehow wrong it's a dagger in the heart of education. And so we just left it there.
Michael, this is coming from supposedly smart people. I mean, these are educated people.
When we go across Washington, D.C., sometimes the people who believe they are most sophisticated are the ones who do the things who are the most illogical. It's sort of amplifying what Gary Larson, the Far Side cartoonist, showed when he constantly showed PhDs pushing on the pull door and pulling on the push door. And the fact of the matter is, people have an amazing capacity to undermine everything which they've stood for and this country has stood for. And when you look at just the sheer ignorance of how this country is developed and what made this country special, it just brings it home. As my former boss, Arthur Brooks, often said, over the last 20 years, more than 2 billion people have been lifted out of poverty by free market capitalism, as first East Asia and then Africa abandoned socialism. So what do? We ignore that, and then we impose the wrong lessons here. It's absolutely astounding.
It's like we have short memories or something, and we're not being taught this. And it's not so much that we have no interest, it seems like, or we've disengaged an interest for the sake of ideology. Jordan Peterson, in his book, his famous book, and I love this because another one of our experts has agreed. He refers to it as being siloed. But Peterson says that we can be so ideologically fixed, this is my interpretation, that we render ourselves stupid. And it's almost, this is where we find ourselves right now, is the ideology has really had an impact on our IQs.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there. There's something else going on. I mean, first of all, we see this. John Kerry was being pilloried yesterday for having an old 2016 video resurface, which showed that there could be no separate peace with Arab countries and Israel if the Palestinian thing wasn't addressed. That's one indication of how ideology trumped reality. But going beyond that, one of the things which made the most sense to me is this debate with regard to gerrymandering, and I've heard this from both Democratic and Republican congressmen. I mean, both parties want to seek advantage by gerrymandered districts so that they have safe seats, but if you want moderation, if you want a Congress of either party, which is attuned to the American public, then you don't want gerrymandered districts. You want districts which are near parity so yes. that all the congressmen and all the candidates have to reach out to the other side, have to compromise. But if you have safe districts, then you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar who don't have to worry about ever being defeated because they're shoo-in, and then they can tilt at their ideological windmills on the rest of us.
Or Nancy Pelosi, and speaking of which, what we're looking at projected out, you're talking about a one-party state as bad enough as it is in, you know, major portions of New York, certainly the entire state of California. That condition could be the state of the union.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I saw this growing up in Philadelphia. People don't question how the policy prescriptions which are offered by these single-party urban states urban parties don't actually ever resolve any problem. If we want to just look, you mentioned California, let's take a look at the wildfires. It's all well and good to scream climate change, climate change, climate change, but did anyone in California's Democratic Party ask whether the prohibition on controlled burns, because controlled burns would violate the Clean Air Act, have actually led us down a situation where we're facing this sort of disaster? It's overregulation. It's not environmental change, and at the very least, we should be open to this debate, but unfortunately, as big media gets involved, as tech companies get involved, this sort of thing gets shut down. You look at, for example, what happened with COVID-19. We now have a scientist coming out of China saying, yes, this did emerge from a lab, and what happens? This is a scientist who worked in Hong Kong, who had the data, who had studied this. YouTube shuts her down because it contradicts what the received wisdom is among the high priests of YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And well, I'll tell you, you touched on two things, and let's stay with the China reveal. She said directly, I mean, she's worked with the number one COVID virologist in the world, she says, her experience in training. I mean, this is a top scientist coming out of China, and she has all the facts, and I just pray that she's protected. She's here in the United States now, had to leave China, obviously, for her life because of what she's telling the world. And basically, she just flat out, and I saw Tucker Carlson almost fall out of his chair, said that this was man-made, it was man-created, it was not an accident that, you know, not being a scientist, but understanding in part what she was saying, is the fingerprints of this biological weapon is so clear that this was not an accident whatsoever.
What frustrated me is certainly that you should be out there. But when Tom Cotton said, and when Mike Pompeo said, we need to consider all possibilities, you know, resolving hurt feelings doesn't mean shutting down real scientific debate. And from everyone I knew who had been involved or had lived in Wuhan, had some sort of relationship with this lab, at the very least, the things we do know, which are beyond dispute, is this lab collected bat viruses and other viruses from nature, and that procedures at the lab were incredibly sloppy. And therefore, whether it was, first of all, why do you collect these viruses? You collect them to study. Perhaps you collect them to do other things. It was a biological warfare lab, but they also did legitimate research. It doesn't matter, however, if you collect it and then it escapes, you don't then try to cover it up. And this pandemic would have simply become a blip on the map had China been honest with the World Health Organization, and had the World Health Organization, having for reasons of personal corruption at the very top of the organization, decided to shield China from criticism. This virus, I mean, frankly, China owes the world reparations right now.
Well, without a doubt, and speaking of officials, even Dr. Fauci's team, they were there for some like 18 months. He invested from his organization over $3 million into that lab, and they came out after 18 months. They said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be serious problems. This was in 2018. And
well,
so
reckless and stupid. I heard one anecdote from someone that lived in one of the quarantine towns near Wuhan, where they would, once the virus spread out, they would be tested every time they would go into their apartment block. They'd have their temperature taken, and it would always say low, and they would let people go in and pass. And it was only after several days it emerged that the reason why the detectors were always saying low was the batteries had run out.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's insane. I want to go back and revisit what you said in terms of California and the wildfires. And this is the power of the truth. If you watched before President Trump met face-to-face with Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom was insistent. In fact, there's ads that he's running in California saying that, that these wildfires were a result of, climate change. Joe Biden has referred to the president as a climate change arsonist. Trump meets face-to-face with Governor Newsom's team, and what does Governor Newsom say? You're right, Mr. President. We have mismanaged the forests.
Absolutely. And you know, Bill, I say this, my first degree is in environmental biology. Mm. If the models aren't prescriptive, you can't use them.
Yeah, there it is. Dr. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, be well. All the best to the family. Thank you so much for the input. It is always enlightening when you are on with us. You really advance the conversation, and we have to keep free speech alive, our First Amendment right, because it works for all of us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Take care. Be well.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.